Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
The Great Gap Sale is here. Get up to 75% off in stores and online from June 21st through July 9th. Plus, don't miss great offers on logo styles from $7.99. In stores only from June 21st through the 23rd. Exclusions apply.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Live Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host, co-hosts, and guests are their own. Always seek medical advice from a licensed medical professional.
Everyone, to another wonderful show of Amp Life Talk Radio. Yes, I always start a little bit late because I'm always setting up things at the last minute. We have a really good show tonight. Of course, some of you saw the post that I did about giving advice to a new amputee. That's going to be our main topic that we're going to be talking about. But before we get into that, I have a little special treat for you guys out there that I've been talking about and I've been mentioning to you that I am going to do. And well, guess what? Tonight it's going to be the first show where you guys get to hear your new exciting co-host to Amp Life Talk Radio, Dave, the one-legged Spartan. I got him on today, and he's going to be talking about some of the things that he's out there doing and bringing to us on the show as far as keeping you guys up and active and getting you out there and getting your butts in gear. So, Dave, I think I got you on the line.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me out here today.
Hey, man,
got
you belong here.
Got a few things to talk about.
All right. So, what you got going on?
Well, there's just some events that are going on, and I think it's worth talking about, bringing attention to. Maybe there's some people out there that are interested in these things that we got nothing else going on. They want to go check it out. So some of the things, we got a Spartan Sprint in West Point, New York, coming up this weekend. It's an important event because we got the Task Force Sentinel going out, which is in honor of our police and our officers out there who have their own little section of the OEW, the Operation Enduring Warrior. And then they'll also be having Oscar Mike out there as well, going through the course with people of all types of disabilities, cerebral palsy, amputations, things such as that. So that's a big deal going out there. I want to wish everybody that's going out there. I know a bunch of my homeboys out there are going to be doing it. I want to wish them all good luck on that. It's a big deal, and it's going to be a big day for them. And the other thing that's going on is September 8th, OSER's having a running clinic out at the AT&T Arena in San Francisco.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to try and get that.
I was hoping we can get you out there, man. I'm going to be doing another event, which I'll be talking about shortly, but I think it would be great to have somebody like you out there representing and welcoming everybody into this. It'll be on September 8th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Like I said, over at the Willie Mays area at the field. Also that day from noon to 3 p.m. in Berkeley, downtown Berkeley, CAF Challenge Athletes Foundation is holding a swim clinic at the YMCA there. I highly suggest people to check that out if they're in that area. Both of these are amazing events. Go check it out. You'll find so much good support, and they'll tell you how to handle yourself and how to adapt from the basics on running and swimming. So I would suggest doing that. I will be that weekend in Eagle, Colorado with World Team Sports doing the Adventure Team Challenge, where we get in groups of five people. There's one peer athlete, one adapted athlete, such as myself, since I'm an amputee, and we'll have two or three able-bodied people. And this event is my favorite from the whole year of events. We do whitewater rafting, we do zip lining, rock climbing, mountain biking through the canyons. It is a life-changing event. Now, if you're not an adapted athlete or an amputee and you want to support them, feel free to go to their website and donate to someone's fundraiser. It is a life-changing event. I've gone two times. I'm going back a third year this time, and it's always something new. We're always meeting new people. We're getting people out there and showing them what can be done. And for me, it is the most fun and just amazing event. I personally give up earning my triple trifecta every year in Spartan because I missed the Seattle Beast that same weekend. I don't mind because it's totally worth it. So please go online, check that out. And then last and not least, I want to say thank you to everybody who is following us and supporting us here at Amp Life. We take this stuff serious, all of our topics, and I just appreciate the warm welcoming. It's overwhelming and needed. So thank you guys. Thank you women. Thank everybody out there. I definitely appreciate it.
Hey, I'm quite sure everybody appreciates you too. This is something that I think is very needed for the show, for people to understand that there are things out there for us to do, to get involved with, to keep us off the couch, to keep us from sitting around and feeling bad for ourselves. There's so much to do out there, and you're the perfect guy to do this because I know you have your hands in all those cookie jars. So I'm glad to have you on board as a co-host to this show, and I just posted on there, everybody, you can catch Dave the third Wednesday of every month. He'll come on and he'll talk about the various things that are going on indoors, outdoors, all the different adventures and physical fitness activities, different things that you can be doing to keep yourself active as an amputee. And the only time we probably won't get him if he's off like climbing some mountain at Serengeti or something. Other than that, he'll be here and you guys can tune in, and hopefully soon we'll have it set up to where you guys can ask him questions. I know he wants to do some things as far as showing you guys different fitness activities and exercises so that you can keep yourselves in shape. So we talk a lot about those different things together, and I'm excited about having him on board here at Amp Life Talk Radio. Thanks, Dave, for that awesome report and all that wonderful information. I think everybody really appreciates that.
Certainly. And as I do these events, I'm going to try to get some more footage, try to talk to some of the main people that are involved, so our listeners out there can get more of a grasp of what's really going on and how it affects not just myself because I'm doing it, but the people around me. I mean, it's a big deal, these events that I do. Sometimes I don't do them for myself. I do them just to show people or support others that are doing them. And like when I go do the Adventure Team Challenge in Colorado, I'll be getting some footage, talking to people about what their experiences are, how they perceived it, and we'll just take it from there.
All right. That's pretty cool, man. I appreciate you taking the time out because for those of you who don't know, Dave had a big conference call that he had to cut away from to come give his report today. We appreciate him for that and taking that time. Hey, man, tell the family I said hi. I miss you guys, and we'll be catching up. Hopefully I'll be out at Tahoe with my camera and get some good pictures of you.
Yes. We should just let the viewers and the listeners know that it's a definite. I signed up for both Tahoe Beast Races for the World Championships, the Spartan World Championships out in Squaw Valley. I'll be trying to tackle these two races on my own. Last year, The one beast race was 18.8 miles with over 30 obstacles. And yes, I did complete it, but no, I was not able to make it the second day because I could not get out of bed.
And I think this people need to understand, he's on a mountain. Man's on a mountain.
Yeah. So this year I'm hoping to prepare. I'm prepared better, and I'm hoping to break some records, hoping to open some eyes and get some of us out there.
That's very cool, Dave. So, hey, I appreciate the report, man. I'm going to get into the show. We're going to take a little break here. Dave, thanks for your report, man. You're awesome, dude. I miss you, brother. We'll be catching up here soon and getting out there doing some Spartan stuff.
Definitely. Everybody, take care. I love you all. Have a good evening.
All right. Later, Dave. So, everybody, that's the new co-host, Dave, the one-legged Spartan. He's going to be bringing you those reports and doing those with you. Yes, we have our wonderful Skype system set up so we can do call-ins. And some of you saw that I probably posted something about our Skype channel and our Skype number. So I will actually be having some of you call in, and you'll be able to talk to me on the show live here at Amp Life Talk Radio. Let's take a quick break, and then we're going to get right back here and get into the show. From that little break there. Well, you guys got to meet Dave, and I'm truly happy about what he's doing for the show. Hey guys, remember right now, share the show. We got some coffee mugs and boxes. I'm going to be putting some addresses to those. They've got some other little goodies that I'm trying to put in the mugs. I'm going to be mailing some stuff out to those of you that have shared the show repeatedly every time we come on and I asked you, share the show. So you will probably find, if I'm sending you a private message asking for your address, that is why I'm asking for the address. Some of you have already sent me your addresses, so I already kind of know who you are, and I'm going to be sending those out to you. Others of you who I see on a regular basis, you need to look at the show, because I know some of you are asking me for coffee mugs, but I want you to tune in, and I want you to share the show with somebody or some site that you know will really appreciate what we do here at Amp Life Talk Radio. Tonight, I want to welcome everybody back to another episode. Earlier in the week, last week, I posted something that was, I see a lot of stuff on the social media sites from people who are basically going through a lot. They're experiencing a lot of different things. And I try to make sure I come up with shows with things that are going to be relevant to you and that are going to help you. I did a post in a couple of the amputee support groups that I'm on Facebook. And it was relatively a very simple question. And the question basically simply just put out there, if you could give one piece of advice to a new amputee, what would you say? What would you give them? What would you share with them? What secret would you give that person? How do you think new amputees are dealing with what they're dealing with and what they need to help them deal with it? That is what we're going to be talking about tonight. We are in season 2, episode 31 of the show. It's titled Amputation and Overview. So tonight what I want to look at is a general, I'm going to be crash coursing you with a lot of information tonight. From a standpoint of an amputation overview, basically, you as a new amputee, some of the information that I think would be really, really important to you, and some of the questions that you have probably put out there and you probably didn't get the answer back that you wanted, We're going to try and deal with that tonight. We're going to try and tap into that. I'm going to try and let you pick my brain, and I'm also taking some of the information that I've seen from some of the other sites that I posted this on. I'm going to be trying to apply some of that. I really tried to find for the end of the show some of the responses and the advice that people gave on the one site that I posted on. It was the amputee support group. So if one of you are out there, tag me in that and I'll pull that up and I'm going to read some of your actual comments and give some of you credit for the advice that you gave. I couldn't refine the post again. So if you are listening to the show and you saw that on the social media sites that I put it on, tag me in it again so I can pull it up and then I can give some of you guys a special thanks for actually posting in that post that I put up, because I really want to give some of you credit, because some of you really did give some good advice and you said some really cool and kind things to people to help these new amputees that are going through what some of us have already been through. Mark Twain was quoted as once saying, "The secret to getting ahead is getting started. The secret of getting started is breaking down your complex, overwhelming task into small, manageable tasks, and then starting on the first one." This could not be more true for amputees, especially new amputees who are just getting into this lifestyle, just getting on this path. That is probably the best piece of advice that one could give you if one was to talk to you about this new road that you're on. That secret of getting ahead, getting yourself back up, getting yourself back out into life, living again, is basically starting by breaking all those questions that are inside your head, all that confusion, all that complex, overwhelming information that you're trying to digest, break it down into small, manageable tasks, and then start at the very first one. That is probably the best advice I can give, and Mark Twain wrote that. If you were to ask amputees who have basically successfully moved on beyond their procedure to regain their life, to get back out, to walk, go back to work, become a husband, a wife, a mother, a father, there's a good chance that most of them would agree with that statement above. If there is one thing that an amputation does, it definitely creates some challenges. But for those who break down those complex challenges into smaller, more manageable goals and tasks, success usually lies ahead for them. They usually come out on top. They usually come out getting back on their feet. Amputations are not exactly something that people think about much. I mean, who wants to think about having a foot chopped off or their hand chopped off? It's something that comes out of left field, just sideswipes you on a Friday afternoon when you're just thinking about going home and having a beer and relaxing. Trauma happens. And if you are one of those people where you probably knew about this for some time, it's still hard to digest. It's still hard to come to grips with and handle. That is what happens until it hits home. We're just going about our normal lives, man. And then all of a sudden, bam, your life changes. So when someone or we have someone that needs an amputation, a family member goes through one, you go through one, they enter a whole new world. Being an amputee is a whole different dimension. Those of us that have been there, that have survived, and that are still living in that world, but are doing well, functioning. Those that are new, that are coming into this world, it's a very scary place. We need to help them. How do we help them? This world involves words and procedures which most of you have never heard. You're not even familiar with. BKs, AKs, prosthetic socks, sockets, limbs, residual limbs, stumps, all foreign. It is important for families to be able to find an important, helpful, and credible source of information on this subject, amputations, amputees, in order so that you can know now what you need to know to move on. That is a big reason why I do this show. The show tonight and every show, the purpose and the aim is to be a comprehensive source of information for you, your family, caregivers, anyone that might need a resource to go to find information about amputation and amputees. I try my best to cover all the topics, and there's so many. But tonight, we're going to touch on just that. We're going to touch on that one, and we're going to try and bring some light to darkness. If you could give one piece of advice to a new amputee, what would you say? Or what would you share? What secret to getting started on their new journey would you give them? But before we get into our show, really get into the meat and potatoes of it, I want to give a special thanks to one of our sponsors, Soul Effective Productions. Rich, you are an awesome dude. The show would be lagging if I did not have your expertise in helping me with some of the sounds and some of the questions that I have on the technical aspects of running a podcast. So if you find yourself out there and you are trying to do something, whether it's video, audio, he's a great guy. Look up his company. He has a Facebook page. It's called Soul Effective Productions. His name is Rich. You tell him you heard about his awesomeness on this show, Amp Life Talk Radio. Every time you hear one of my little clips that has some really nice music to it, he probably has something to do with it. So thanks again, Rich, and for all your talents to help us pull off this show over here. So amputation of a body part is a life-changing event. We all agree on that. It affects the person's everything. It affects your body image, your mood, ability to move around, ability to care for yourself or others, affects your job, your employment, work, non-work-related activities as far as recreation and being a father or a mom or a dad, or it's something that reaches deep into every aspect of your life when you go through an amputation. So having information, having a roadmap, having an Indiana Jones in your life to help you through this is critical. So I want to try and help be that Indiana Jones tonight, as we are going to do a crash course in an overview of amputation, taking some information that I feel are some of the most important things just right off the bat. Keep in mind, there are so many subjects and so many issues, so many questions that can be asked and that you need to know. But we're just going to touch on probably some of the more important ones and the more ones that just they're right in front of you. You just don't even probably know it. Okay. So we're going to grasp on those. And more than likely, there's probably going to be a part two to this show at some point in time, because I'm quite sure more questions will come. But for now, for the many issues that arise following an amputation of the loss of a limb, whether it's upper or lower, the long-term outcome for amputees can and will continue to improve if you know certain things and get answers to how to deal with some of the things that we just mentioned above: body image, mood, work, ability to care for yourself, all these different things. Any amputation in itself, regardless of the cause or where it is on the body, is going to bring about a lot of questions, a lot of questions. And it's kind of funny because as I work with patients and I go into hospitals, a lot of times I go in, I introduce myself, I tell them who I am, what I'm about. We start talking and I will actually stop and say to them, do you have a question? Do you have any other questions? It tells me at that point in time, they've got somebody right in front of them to help them. Most of them can't even think about the questions that they have in their head because they're so overwhelmed by this process. Limb loss is a devastating process to go through. It is a lot to digest all at once. So it takes you time to develop questions, to figure out things. This is normal and it is to be expected. It is always important to take the time to make sure you talk to your doctors. And you're going to hear me refer to doctors a lot in this segment of the show. And I got to be honest with you, there are some really good doctors, but for the most part, most doctors are just, they're there to do your procedure, prescribe you a medicine, write you a script for a prosthetic. And that's probably going to be about the best you're going to get from that situation. So when I say that, just take that with a grain of salt, okay? So when I say always take time to ask your doctors, sometimes doctors, they just don't have time to sit and spend with you, talking to you about the different things, okay? And I know you will have many of these questions that you need answered right away. You're probably not going to get them right away unless you come across somebody like myself, a certified amputee peer visitor that's going to come in, that has been called in either by case management or social workers to come in and help you deal with this. So, but I want you to remember, never feel as though you are bugging someone or posing by posing questions to them. It's your right, and people should take the time to answer things for you. And if they can't, they should go find somebody that can, because it's the worst thing in the world for someone to want to know someone that has been through an amputation, and it seems like no one can give you that information. It is always important that you do as much research as you can prior to your procedure so that you can be caught up on everything and know what's going on before you actually go into your procedure, because that's going to help you out a lot too. So study, know what you're getting into, know what you're about to get into, and kind of get some of that stuff figured out. Man, I just took a peek over to the page here. For those of you that don't know, I do a Facebook Live show. So every so often I do peek over and I see people. A lot of people are asking Dave questions from his intro. Go at it, Dave. It's really exciting to see all of you come into the page now and come on and talk and communicate with each other. That's why I do what I do. So tonight's topic, if you have questions, you're a new amputee or you're an old amputee and you got some questions, I'm quite sure Dave can handle some of those. I will definitely handle the ones once I come off the air and try and respond to some of those. But where we're at now is information before your surgery. We need to make sure you do your part. And one of the things I want to say is you can't believe everything you read on the internet. You really have to know how to do your research, to research things, and not so much as research the information, but know your condition and know you, because what works for one person may not work for you. Everybody's different. Everybody is completely different. I do assessments and I talk with people. We just had a couple of those this past week where bilateral amputees, older gentlemen, 75, 70-ish, advising on prosthetics and if they're candidates or not. Everybody is not a candidate at some point in time in their life. And it's unfortunate that we have to have those talks, but it's also important that you are honest and you are out there portraying real information to people. I care about people, and that is one thing that I do not get into is just telling people what they want to hear. So that goes in line with what we're talking about tonight. Advice and information that we share with new amputees. Okay. It's good to understand you look at things and know what to expect, where to find help, the answers and questions to your questions that you may have that you may not get from a doctor or a physical therapist. It might be prosthetic related. Again, this topic tonight is meant to help provide some type of guidance for you along the way as a new amputee. So we're going to try and touch on some of these things. Emotional recovery. That's a big, big issue and topic that I see a lot being discussed on the various social media sites that I read. I know some of you don't think I do, but I do. I read just about everything that comes across my way. And because I'm always looking for things that I need to do, and subjects that I need to address with this podcast to help you deal with some of these things. So I'm always trying to make sure whatever I do is something that you're actually currently talking about. So emotional recovery, that's probably going to be the foremost thing on your plate when you go through an amputation, because an amputation is devastating to people emotionally. It is it's devastating. It's one of the things that's probably going to be the toughest things to get over and the most long lasting effect of an amputation is the emotional recovery. Some of the things you may want to do throughout this process will include find an amputee support group. That's probably one of the best things I can recommend, or your best alternative is tune into Amp Life Talk Radio. You don't have to go anywhere. You can sit in your home. You can tune in with me. You can ask me questions. I actually just went over to my my website, amplifetalkradio.com, and we just put in a form. If you want a peer visit, you can fill that out, and I can do that peer visit through Skype. I can do that peer visit in person, and I can do that peer visit over the phone. Just complete the form and give me an idea how you would like to do that and where you're located, okay? So support from a support group is always handy, depending on where you're currently at emotionally. If you want to be in front of people, if you don't want to be in front of people, if you want something more private, I'm here, and this show is here exactly for that. So is all the communications that I set up on social media, our little Amp Life Talk Radio Facebook talk group. Everything I do, I try to make sure I keep privacy in mind with amputees, because it is such an emotional event to go through. These can be very important to be able to meet other people going through amputations who are surviving, living with them, moving on with their life and doing good. These are always good. Contact your local hospital. I would say probably the best thing you can do is contact Amputee Coalition of America. They are probably the number one source for amputee peer support and resources for information. I am currently a certified amputee peer visitor, and I am currently trying to get some counseling under my belt so that I can be an actual certified amputee peer visitor and counselor. So those types of things will help you out a lot. And if you cannot locate one of those in your area, don't hesitate to reach out to me and I will try and guide you as best I can. But I think if you go to Amputee Coalition of America, you're going to find great resources there depending on where you're at. And I think they're pretty much everywhere. So reach out to them. And if you reach out to me, I can shoot you their details also. I think somebody the other day sent me a message and I referred them over to Amputee Coalition of America. Now, another thing is to join some of the amputee organizations that you will probably come across or see in some of your searches online. If you do this, this way you will keep current with information, news, and events that take place. As you can see from what I'm doing here at Amp Life Talk Radio, we are doing exactly that. I post news, information, and now through the help of my main man, Dave, we're going to be setting you up with different events that are going on in your area that will get you out of the house, get you involved, get you active, and get you out and about, which will take your mind off of some of the emotional trauma of being an amputee. Getting back to living is the quickest way to forget about being sad and being alone. So we're going to be doing that for you for sure. Now, get the psychological help that you need. A lot of people don't want to address that. People want to not really admit that. There's nothing wrong with admitting you need some psychological help. An amputation is a very, very traumatic experience to go through, especially if you were in a trauma. These things are tough to pull through. Very few people pull through these without some type of psychological issues, or where they don't need counseling or therapy to help them with their feelings and emotions that are associated with undergoing an amputation. It is important to note that when there is a physical pain control or relief, it helps deal with a lot of the psychological issues as well. It is also well known that one of the issues that many amputees experience is post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. So keep that in mind. If you were in a trauma, you definitely want to, and if you're a family member or a caregiver, you want to be on the lookout for signs of this, which is an anxiety order. Anxiety shows its head in a lot of different ways and happens, typically happens after a traumatic event. Especially if it's going to involve the person being injured to the point to where they lose a body part or near death. PTSD can be seen in a variety of symptoms, which include anxiety, nightmares, emotional numbness, detachment, feelings of hopelessness, and being stressed. So these things are some of the things that you want to keep an eye out for. If you're not the amputee, and if you are the amputee, you want to keep an eye out for these types of things, because it is so important to work with a trained professional in order to address the PTSD issue, because it's something I would not advise you trying to go through on your own. Anxiety is often a crucial issue with amputees. I read it in a lot of the posts that I see. Some of you are leaving statements, and I can see that you are suffering from mild signs of PTSD, and you need to get more help than what you're getting on the Facebook social media. So reach out to someone, especially if you are depressed, you don't want to come outside, you feel hopeless, you feel useless, you feel like nobody wants to take the time for me, or you're not worth anything. These are all telltale signs that you need to get a little bit more help with the emotional aspect of it. So as we move into segment two, we're going to be getting into the body image and relationship aspect of amputations. And some of you have seen my posts or seen my shows on these, and I'm so thankful that some of you were able to enjoy those. So we're going to get into that when we come back. So let's take a quick little break, and we're going to talk about body image and relationships as it pertains to new amputees and advice that we would give them. Hey, remember, guys, share this show. I want to see those views go up. I want to see people looking at this show. This is good information. This is positive information. We're trying to put that out there. Share this show as much as possible, and I appreciate it. So let's get back after this quick break, and we're going to get into segment two. the show. I want to make sure all of you are ready for this segment. Body image and relationships. The loss of a body part, especially the one that are so visible, such as an arm or hand, can be the most emotionally upsetting types of amputations to deal with, where these two things come into play, I would say, the most. It may take time to adapt to changes in your appearance, in your ability to function. Taking the time to come into your new body is going to be a lot. So talking about these feelings with your doctor or your other patients, your wife, your husband, your kids, your caregiver, these are going to be all so important, because this is often going to be what's going to help you come to terms with your loss, discussing it. You may ask your doctor to recommend some type of counseling, psychological help, or assistance with this process, because it can be hard, as I've said. It is important to remember that with time, you will adapt to your situation by finding a new way, new ways, or new habits of doing your daily activities. I've said this before, the Amputee Coalition of America is a great resource for you if you are a new amputee. They have a lot of good articles in there. They have some great writers on their end. And I love reading their stuff because it gives me a lot of ideas. I love going in and seeing some of their articles. And I have no shame in my game saying that I will bring those articles over here and do a show about them. And a lot of respect and props go out to Amputee Coalition of America. Check them out. The resources there can definitely help you through some of the tough times. They can help you to become stronger and help you through your recovery process. Remember that the quality of life is directly related to your attitude. Your attitude is going to play a big role in how you deal with this. As a new amputee, your attitude is crucial. Your attitude and expectations. We need to have real expectations of what to expect, what we can do, and how we're going to bounce back from this. Not just obtaining and using a prosthetic, but living. Hear what I said. It's not about just obtaining and using your prosthetic. It's about living, okay? So all very important, all very crucial when we get into these issues of body image and relationships. For the first couple of weeks after your amputation, you are probably going to be in some pain. So expect that. That pain is going to be coming at you, and it's gonna dominate your world. And you probably won't be able to think a lot. Pain will be controlled by medications, of course. But keep in mind, in this day and age of opioid abuse, you're not going to get that in the doses that they normally were giving it out. So some of that pain, we will have to make sure that we are communicating with our healthcare professionals the types of pain. And that's important to understand, because you need to understand how to relay what type of pain you're in. While you are healing, your doctor will tell you how to bandage stuff. And keep in mind, they'll tell you. They're not going to show you. The nurses will show you. But what I've seen too in some of the settings that I've been in, some nurses don't know how to do proper wrappings, especially with above the knee amputees, let alone below the knee amputees. So there are sources to look at. I will be putting resources up too. If you really want to know, go to Amputee Coalition of America. They have some really good videos and stuff like that to show you how to do some of the wrappings. That's going to be coming from our end. I'm going to be working with Valley Wound Healing Center. We're going to be putting together some tutorial videos on wrappings, and I want to have those up on our soon-to-be video channels where you guys can come in and really understand how to do some of this hands-on stuff. you may be giving some exercises to do. If you're lucky enough, you will be in some type of physical therapy care where they will show you stuff. And when they show you these things, remember them, because the strength and flexibility exercises that they're showing you, you're going to need to do those until you get into your prosthetic device. And that can take some time, depending on paperwork and insurance authorizations. So these are all things that you don't know as a new amputee, because I know so many new amputees always ask me, how long until I get my leg? And that depends on a lot of different things. It depends on doctors, insurance, authorizations, healing. There's so many things that go into that need to be done before you actually get your prosthesis, okay? As I mentioned above, amputations affect our entire lives. They affect our entire lives in so many ways, from our body image to relationships and even sexuality. This is something that most, well, I will pretty much tell you, no one in a OT or PT setting is going to get into this with you like we're going to get into it with you here at Amp Life Talk Radio. We are definitely going to take the gloves off and let you know how to deal with these things and what to expect, especially when we're trying to help you get back to your life. So body image. We all think about how we look. I don't care who you are. I mean, I was cracking up the other day. The people that I live with, Ron and Donna, sent me a picture while I was on vacation, and it was for me in high school, and I had hair. And my lady thought that was pretty funny. Ha ha. And she was trying to steal the picture from me, but I was really skinny. I had some really big glasses, but I had hair. And even then, as I looked at that picture of myself, I just could not help but think, like, man, look at me. I was so young and so skinny and just, my goodness. We all think about how we look, whether it was from, you know, high school to now. I think the older we get, the more aware or self-conscious we become of our body. Because as we get older, we all pick up weight. We lose hair. I mean, all kinds of things are going on, man. We get gray hair, you know. Men, we have that thing where, you know, you get hairy. Thank goodness I haven't been a really hairy dude. But body image is a big thing, and it plays on all of us. So when you think about the small little things that we are so focused on when we are men and women, glasses, pants, shirts, our boobs, our butt, our stomach. So when you get into stuff like that, and then we lose a limb, think about what we think about body image then, how important that becomes, how devastating that can become. It plays a major role. This starts out even when we are children throughout our entire life. We have these thoughts and feelings about our body, about how we look, our shape, our size, and our other physical attributes that we have. You know, hair, no hair, skin, teeth, eyes, eye color, boob size, butt size, how big are my biceps, my chest. We all go through this. So our body image changes as we go through life. Sometimes our body image suffers when we see, you know, different people, magazines, movie stars. We all kind of go through this. Now keep in mind how our body image can suffer when we go through an amputation. Imagine your thought process. Imagine your emotions. So as a new amputee, body image is going to be one of the biggest things that you're going to face. So don't let it overwhelm you. Don't let it consume you. And don't let it get you down. Being an amputee for me is one of the coolest things I've ever done in my entire life. I'm so blessed and I'm so thankful. We all are different. Below the knees, above the knees, arms, hands. But we can't forget one thing. We are all humans. And humans are unique in their own unique way, because we have more than just a body to offer people. It's your personality that really steps into the room before you do. Keep that in mind. You're coming into a room and you think everybody's going to be looking at your leg or your arm. Your personality enters the room before you even do. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about body image and amputations. How do you want your personality to enter that room? Self-pity? Doubt? Scared? Or do you want to come busting in like a ray of sunshine, man? Like, here I am, look at me, and let's get this party on. So think about that. Your attitude, your personality is really what's going to stick with people more than the fact that you have lost a limb. I have seen this with several amputees. I will give you a story. Me and Dave were down at the Spartan. There was actually a fitness expo in San Jose, and we were looking for a place to park. And we found this spot, and Dave was like, hey, look, a handicap spot. And he had his placard, so we parked. And I'm worried that, man, we got to pay for our parking. There's this long line. I mean, we would have stood in that line for probably an hour and a half. And I'm looking at him, and I'm going, no way. We're just going in, dude. We'll come back out and pay the parking a little bit. And right as we went to say that, and we were walking past everybody, there's a cop. And this cop is coming towards us, and we're like, oh, man. I'm like, dude, I better say something to him. So I walk up to him, and I'm like, hey, we parked in a handicapped spot over there, and we just wanted to know if we could come out and deal with that later. And he goes, well, how about you don't park in that handicapped spot and you guys move your car? And we both looked at him like, what? Like, man, are you serious? I'm like, and I said to him, I was like, seriously, man, we're handicapped. He goes, what? I said, we ain't got feet. And he looks down, he goes, I didn't even notice your feet. Now keep in mind, we're both wearing shorts. Your attitude, your personality will enter that room or that conversation before you even do. Most people won't even notice it on you unless you make it a point to be noticed. We had a great laugh with him. He was very cool. And he felt so embarrassed because he goes, you guys were just walking like normal guys. I didn't even think anything about it. He goes, man, he goes, you guys are, it was our attitudes, the way we were handling it. And that's what's going to make the difference. When you're out and you're concerned about your body image, don't be so concerned about your body image, because most people are going to be okay with it. The majority of people that are going to be looking at you are probably going to want to know some stuff, and you can take that opportunity to educate some people. So always keep that in mind. As amputees, we not only have to deal with the changes in our body and how it works and how it feels, but also how it looks. So we need to really make sure we are taking that time to deal with our emotions, our attitude, and really taking that time to get the help that we need, if it is counseling that we need, so that we can come out and check off the boxes for some of these things, because we're going to need these things to get back out, to get moving, to get living. And the more we focus on what's missing, not just the limb, but also the things that we could do before, the more likely we are to get depressed and angry. In fact, studies show that when amputees have a negative, bad body image, they are less apt to be happy with life. Remember what I said. Your personality, your attitude is going to come in that room before anything else does. And that's what everybody's going to see. That's what everybody's going to react to. So don't let that get you down. Remember, you're in control of this situation. How you act, how you respond to it is going to play a big part. It does not have to be this way for you to be sad, angry, depressed, pissed off, moping, sad. Most amputees are well adjusted, and most amputees do lead a happy life. I want to give you some ideas of things that you can think about that you can do to help you with this. Know that you're still the same person. You lost a limb, but you're still the same person. You are still that. If you were that happy-go-lucky person, you're still that person. If you were that guy that played jokes on everybody, you're still that person. You're still that person. You're just missing a body part. That's all. Focus on learning new ways to do things that you enjoyed before. There's something I love. I was a photographer. I love taking pictures. I couldn't go do the NASCAR circuit, but I can still take pictures. I'm going to go out and take pictures of Dave at Tahoe doing the Spartan. I take pictures every chance I get at anything that I do. I just can't do it at the level that I used to, but I can still pick my camera up and be creative. So think about that. Don't limit yourself with some label of disabled. I still have not got my disabled placard or card yet because it's tough for me to do that because I don't want to say I'm disabled because I'm still out there living life, man. I'm still out there grabbing the bull by the horns, and me and this thing, we got a couple more rounds to go, buddy, before I go down that road. But it does make it easy to get those parking spots. So, but don't limit yourself. Don't put some label on you. Don't fall into a category. The focus should no longer be on what is gone, but the focus should be on the future and what you're going to do and how you're going to live. If you are learning to use a prosthesis, your body image is likely to change once you feel more comfortable, more in tune with your new device. You will know this when it starts to happen. You're going to be up. You're going to be moving. You're going to find yourself being up and out and being active and no longer being sitting in the house. That's when you know you have arrived and it's time to start living. Now, as we talk about relationships, we are talking about all types of relationships. Relationships come to us in many forms. We can be very close to someone and just friends with others. No matter what kind of relationship we have, they almost improve the quality of our lives. So we don't want to lose that when we go through an amputation. People without relationships often feel lonely. They're isolated. They're sick. They're depressed. People, we're made that way. We need people. We go crazy if we don't have interaction. You remember Tom Hanks on the island with Mr. Wilson? Wilson, don't leave me. That ball represented a connection, a relationship, a person. So we need people. People help us. So don't lose your relationships. You shouldn't have to let those suffer. And when people have good, strong relationships, you're going to be happier. You're going to be more outgoing. You're going to be so distracted with your relationships continuing on after the amputation. You're not going to be focusing so much on the amputation. Okay? The other part of relationships. Some amputees avoid relationships because they are so worried about their body image that they think other people won't like them. What kind of nonsense is that? Don't let your brain work that way. Refuse to go down that road. There may be a fear of rejection. You'll have that stay away look on you. Stay away friends, stay away relatives, even strangers. Keep away from me. People feel your vibe before your vibe even, you before you even know your vibe is making contact with people. But this fear is seldom true. Most people aren't looking at you that way. Studies have shown that being an amputee is no longer the cause of rejection. There are plenty of examples of people out there living amongst us with amputations. Most of them you probably didn't even know had a prosthesis. And then there's a knucklehead like me. I run around in shorts and flip-flops all the time, and you know it's me. So relationships and building those relationships are very crucial to you having that positive bounce back to getting back out in life. Relationships help make us feel whole, both emotionally and physically. But this doesn't mean you always have to be a part of the crowd or out there whooping it up or doing something. Here are some ways to have healthy relationships. Stay involved with people, simply. Just stay involved with people. Call people. Call a friend. Go through your amputation. Just call them. You don't have to go see them. Have someone over. You feel safer at home, have them come to you. You don't have to go out right away. Meet somebody at a coffee shop, a small place first before you go to bigger crowds. Join an amputee support group where you can get out and meet with other amputees to socialize with those who are dealing with limb loss like yourself to help you first get a better understanding of how they do things and how they get out. What was it like for them when they first got out? Talk with important people in your life, your wife, your brother, your mother, your kids, your dad, your doctor, whoever it may be. Talk with them. This includes your feelings. Let them know about your anger, your fear, your frustrations. Get that out. Your relationship is likely to be stronger after opening up and being honest with someone in a conversation, like I just mentioned above. Getting that out, putting it on the table, kicking it around, is going to help you deal with it better. Now, for those of you that are in relationships sexually, we are all sexual beings. The term refers to all the ways we express loving, our feelings and emotions. Our whole body responds to sexual attraction. We are women, men, we're all, you know, we check out each other. We look at each other. Sexuality includes feelings and arousals, mostly expressed by touching, kissing, and caressing. So it is really hard when you have the loss of a hand or foot. It gets hard then. Sexual intercourse becomes a big issue. But the biggest thing is to remember, you were the same person. You are the same person you were before you lost a limb. So for the husband to the wife and the wife to the husband, remember, that is the same person that you fell in love with. That is the same person you married. That is the same guy that swooped you off your feet and made you get butterflies in your stomach long, long ago. Start slow with mild touching. Let the person know, is it okay to touch the limb, whether it's an arm or a leg? Being touched is one of our basic human needs, and it needs to be fulfilled. So when you go through an amputation, if you're the husband and she's went through an amputation, she is still the beautiful woman that you fell in love with. Vice versa. If he goes through it, he's still that stud that you fell in love with. He's still that handsome man. He may be missing a limb, but he's still that man. Make him feel that way. Touching and feeling. The touch, wanting to be touched, being touched is such a basic human need that we tend to forget about when we go through something like this. Studies have shown that babies who do not get touched a lot develop later than those who do. Touching, caressing is healing. It helps us. Keep that in mind. Some amputees that lose limbs, we don't want you to lose limb and then lose your ability to have a sex life or to feel that you are sexually attractive. This can be due to a negative body image that you have in your head. It can also be because people fear that they will be rejected by their spouse. I just talked to you about that. Take the time to spend the time alone, whether you have to go somewhere, take her on a retreat, take her on a weekend vacation, get out of the normal and try to reconnect with each other. Simple touching first. Help each other understand that you are still the same two people. Okay? It is so important that you talk with each other. You explain to him or her what feels good, what doesn't feel good, where they can touch you, and explain to them what it feels like when they touch you on your limb, whether it's an arm or a leg. And what feels good to, I'll tell you right now, my lady knows, I love my leg rub. My stump, man, whoo, Lord. When she rubs my stump, man, I'm out, dude. 2 seconds, I'm asleep. I am knocked out. That is such an amazing feeling to have someone touch you in that area that is caressing it and touching you from a loving place. It is, it builds a connection, and you need to know that. So all I can say is you need to take the time to do it. You need to take the time to talk to each other and know how to communicate with each other. Now, talking about this now can help you prevent misunderstandings or hurt feelings later on. So what do we do? Our sensuality and sexuality always begins with us. Here are some things you can do. Focus on only the sensations or pleasures that feel good at the moment. Don't think or don't keep thinking about what you want to perform. Think about helping the other person feel more comfortable in that situation, who's missing the limb. Alternate between focusing on your partner's pleasure and your own sensation or arousal. Give yourself permission to try new ways of being sexual. After amputations, you may want to find new positions that are more comfortable, but you're kind of scared to look into that. Be willing to explore new things with each other. For instance, you could add some pillows if you have problems with balance. There's always a way to figure things out. Explore and enjoy finding out ways that work best for you and your partner. Amputees all over the world have returned to loving sexual relationships after their amputation. It takes time, love, patience, and communication. You can do this too, my friends. Trust me. This will help you in so many ways with your body image and your relationships. If you have questions, feel free, hit me up. But I think I made it pretty clear what you need to do. Segment 4, we're getting ready to be almost done with the show here. Pain and skincare. This is probably one of the biggest topics that you need to understand and address as a new amputee. This segment of the show is brought to you by Synergy Prosthetics, my company, which I love working for. We have 3 locations in the Bay Area, Sacramento, okay, and San Diego, SoCal. So if you guys have questions about prosthetics, check us out at Synergy Prosthetics. Just punch that into a Google search, and I'm quite sure we'll come up, synergyprostheticspo.com. Wonderful company, especially if you're out here in my area and you work with me. Hopefully we're making you happy. But the most important thing about our company that you need to know is we're mobile. Mobility to prosthetics in the way that we do it is so awesome. Seeing people at their homes, in the convenience of their own home, and helping them with their prosthetics. It's an awesome thing. Those of you that are out here on my page that have had us come to your house and do that, let people know the difference between that and going and sitting in an office waiting for an appointment. I think there is a huge difference, especially when you have to pack yourself in a car and all your stuff and go drive somewhere. Synergy Prosthetics, look us up on the internet. Pain management. Here's some important practical information. We're going to breeze through this, and I'm just going to hit the nuts and bolts, the bits and bobs, okay? Pain, you're all going to experience it. In many instances, pain will decrease over time. That's the biggest thing you need to know, is that it's not always going to hurt as bad as it did when you first got out of surgery. However, in some cases, it may be necessary to take more aggressive steps to control your pain with some type of medication. Consult with your doctor about that. It is important to remember that pain can be caused by an ill-fitting prosthesis. Let's say you are a new amputee, you got your prosthetic device, you're still having pain. Get that looked into. Those can cause you pain. It could not just be the pain still haunting you from your surgery. It could be an actual issue from your prosthesis. I've come in contact with that several times in my job here with Synergy Prosthetics, helping other patients with sockets that are not fitting good, mostly because they have not had follow-ups and it's been 5 years since they've gotten a new socket. People don't know some of the rules and how to get better prosthetic care because they think sometimes that's the only prosthetic they'll ever get, and it's not the case. Check with your doctor always. Check with your doctor always if you got some pain coming. Now, long after your surgical wounds have healed, most amputees will feel pain in their amputated or residual limb, in the part that is missing, whatever it is, your hand, your foot, your arm. And the pain feels like it's coming from that missing limb, finger, toe, whatever it may be. Those are called phantom pains. Some of you have probably read up on a lot of this stuff, but those of you that are really, really new to this, there's two different types of things you're going to be dealing with. Phantom pain, residual limb pain, and you're going to be dealing with pain after from the actual surgery. The pain that actually comes from the surgery, there's going to be pain there because they were tugging and pulling on muscles and cutting bone. Those are going to be some of the things that you're going to be experiencing. Acute pain and persistent pain. Prosthetic, like we said, residual limb pain. These are all the different pains that you're going to feel. Now, phantom limb sensation. What does that mean? Some of you probably know. For you new people, new amputees, the phantom limb sensation feels like your foot is still there. For me, it was itching. My foot always itched, and my foot was no longer there. And I would always go down to scratch it and look at myself and go, what am I thinking? And people would ask me, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to scratch my foot. And they're like, but your foot's not there. People that have all their body parts don't understand these pains and phantom limb sensations. I've heard doctors tell patients that it's all in your mind. Well, buddy, let me tell you, it's not all in your mind. Phantom limb pain is real. It hits hard, and especially at night. So you're probably going to find most of your pain is coming to you at night. It is common for an amputee to still feel their missing limb. When you're feeling that, typically there's going to be some type of pain that's going to come behind that as your brain is trying to connect with that foot that is no longer there. Sensations such as movement, touch, pressure, itching, heat, cold, all these can be felt on the body part that is no longer present. Now, despite their names, phantom pain and phantom sensation, they are all very real to amputees. So don't let somebody tell you that it's all in your mind. They are crazy. They don't understand these issues like we do. You, as a new amputee, you will go through these. Pain, something that you need to understand about it and why we need to manage it, and managing it is very important. Pain is a thief. Pain robs the person in pain of a chance to enjoy being alive. Pain can change your life. It can change the quality of your life. It can make it hard to sleep, to work, to socialize, to perform daily activities such as housework. It'll affect your relationships, your friendships, your relatives. Everybody's going to suffer if you're in pain and you're not taking care of that pain. Pain can cause you to lose your appetite, which can lead to weakness. All that gets very serious and bad. Pain that is not treated can cause depression and feelings of hopelessness. Many people think that pain is unavoidable. It is something that is just part of limb loss. Your condition may cause pain, but pain can and should be treated. There are many options available to you to manage pain effectively. Talk with your doctor and let him know you are the expert. You're the one that's feeling this. You're the one that's suffering. He needs to listen to you. The important part of good pain control is the role you play in pain control. Remember that nobody understands your pain and the way you feel more than you do. So remember always, you are not a bad patient if you have pain and you're telling your doctor that you're in pain. He needs to listen. You're not bothering him. You need to speak up and you need to make sure he addresses the issue and you both come up with a plan. Coping with the unrelieved pain, it can be exhausting and it can keep you from enjoying your life, your friends, your relatives, and activities. You're not being weak if you talk about pain. In fact, you are being strong because it takes a big person to admit that I'm hurting and I don't know what to do and I need help. Most side effects from the pain or pain medication, we should say, they can be managed. So you want to just make sure you're letting your doctor, and your doctor should stay on top of any type of pain meds that he's putting you on and the amounts to control some of the side effects. Pain does not necessarily mean your condition is getting worse. So don't freak out and go run into the ER or think your life's about to be over. as I mentioned earlier in the show, the downside to that is we are in a day and age where opiate abuse is rampant, and the amount of medication that you're going to get will not be the same as it was long ago. So work with your doctors with that and make sure you keep them safe and yourself safe. We mentioned there are two types of pain, acute and persistent. What's the difference? Well, acute pain tends to serve and last a short time. We'll say it's going to be more severe and it only lasts a very short period of time. It's a signal basically from your body that it's been injured, something's wrong. And most of the time, the pain goes away with when that injury hits. So remember, you had an amputation. They cut your bone, they pulled on some muscles, they cut some muscles, and they stitched you up. So what do you think the type of pain you're going to be going through right after surgery is going to be? Acute pain. You had something happen. So your body's going through a healing process. So you're going to be feeling this. You're going to be feeling it a lot. And some of those meds will kick in, but they're not going to knock it out all the way. So you're going to be hurting, buddy, okay? So just remember, you are experiencing what's considered acute pain. Very severe, but it'll last a short time, okay? Persistent pain. As you start to heal and things are getting better, if you're in pain, and pain that lasts for long periods of time, there might be a problem. You want to make sure you're communicating with your doctor and letting him know what is going on. Generally, if pain is still persistent 3 to 6 months after it began, it is considered persistent. So communicate with your doctor and let him know you have a long-lasting pain that has been persistent for a X amount of time after your procedure. And he should be on top of that as you go in for your follow-ups. Phantom pain, phantom or residual limb pain, remember those two names because you will feel some of that as you go through your healing process. Phantom pains, the shocks from your nerves trying to communicate. Residual limb pain, which is kind of like your acute pain. Most amputees experience pain in their residual limb or phantom limb, which feels as if it is a part of your body, but it's not there, but you're getting pain there. Residual limb pain is believed to come from the injuries to the nerves at the amputation site. So remember that, okay? Residual limb pain. It's good to know this because you need to know how to explain this to your medical care team, what type of pain you're having. And then they will know how to prescribe you medicine to help you. There's either going to be some type of narcotic or there's going to be a gabapentin or Neurontin that's going to be put into play. Depending on the type of pain, phantom pain, residual limb pain, acute pain, then they'll know what to give you, okay? So just remember, residual limb pain comes from the injuries to the nerves at the amputation site that you suffered during your amputation. At the ends of these injured nerves and fibers, neuromas can be formed, and these neuromas, which are bundles of nerve fibers, may send out some pain impulses in random fashion. So just keep that in mind, okay? The different types of pains. As we get ready to end the show, the most important thing you need to understand as you're healing and as you've been through your amputation, how to take care of your limb. If you have your prosthesis is an important new part of your body. It is sophisticated, a very sophisticated tool designed to enhance your independence, activity level, and mobility. As you gain your experience and you get up and you start moving with this prosthesis, you will become more and more dependent on this tool. That's right. Your prosthesis is a tool to help you live. There are some basic guidelines to help you keep your skin and limb in good condition, and here they are. If you are a new amputee, it is better to take a bath or a shower at night rather than in the morning. Why do you think so? Well, let me tell you. Hot showers in the morning tend to make your legs swell, so you're probably going to have some difficulty putting on that prosthesis. Give it a try. Check it out. take a bath at night, a hot bath, and don't do anything in the morning. Do that for a week and see if your leg goes into your prosthesis with no problem. Then the next week, take your hot showers or hot baths in the morning and try and put on your leg. If you're having difficulty putting that leg into the socket, bam, your leg is swelling up because of the hot water, the blood flow down into that. So your leg is going to swell, okay? So that'll teach you, basically, do not take your showers, okay, in the morning. Let some time go by before you actually try and put that on. If you do, take a hot shower in the morning. Now, next, if you have a transtibial below the knee amputation, never sit or sleep with a pillow under your knee, especially once you have just had your amputation. Why is this important? Well, my friend, contracture. You do not want to get that in a part of your body. It is hard to get out. Okay? What that means is you will not have the ability to straighten your knee. A nice straight leg will lead to some good ambulation once you get your prosthetic device. If you have an above the knee amputation, do not sleep with the pillow, or we'll say, do not rest your limb resting on a pillow, as this promotes hip flexion contractures. We don't want to be doing any of that kind of stuff. So if you're above the knee, you have a whole other thing that you need to look out for, not to affect your hip, the inability to completely straighten your hip. Like you're doing hip thrusts, like you're thrusting your hips out. You want to be able to take that. And the way you can help with that, lay on your stomach throughout the day to keep that hip flexed, okay? A pillow between your legs, man, I tell you, when I first got my amputation, a pillow between my legs was so, it felt so good. As this helps you with your inner thigh muscles, that helps to keep your legs together when you walk. Man, I'll tell you, I love sleeping with a pillow between my legs. Do not rest your limb over the handle pieces of your crutches or your wheelchair. Don't do things like that. Do stretching exercises to make sure you're keeping everything nice and loose and keeping all your stuff straight, whether it's below the knee or above the knee, keeping your hips nice and loose, keeping your knee joint to where you can straighten your leg out. Those things will come out and they'll be very crucial for you once you get into the prosthetic phase. Let's end this off with talking about skincare. Skincare is probably one of the most important aspects for a new amputee and for those of you that are amputees, especially if you are diabetic. Now, how do we do that? Well, you need to wash your limb. Now, I've heard people talk about washing their limbs with some crazy stuff, and they wash their liners with the same thing. Don't use bleach or alcohol. Those are no-nos. I want to say that louder for you. Do not use bleach or alcohol. Those are the worst things you can use on your skin or your liners to clean. So don't do that. If you have soap, just regular body soap that you use to clean yourself with, use that to clean everything. Your leg, bring your liner into the shower or the bath with you, turn it inside out, clean it. The part that's touching your skin, that's the part you want to clean. Just scrub it with your hands or a loofah, whatever you want to do, but get it soapy, rinse it dry, all the soap off, let it hang dry or pat it dry with a towel. Same thing for your leg, pat dry. You don't want to leave your leg wet and try to put on your prosthesis. That can cause major problems for you, okay? So don't be doing that. You want to check your limb every day for red pressure patches or red spots, heat spots, hot spots. If these things do not dissipate, go away within 5 or 10 minutes, you may have an issue. You may need to see your practitioner to get some of the pressure points on your socket adjusted. That's what it means, is just there's a lot of pressure being put into that area, and we want to get that looked at to alleviate that pressure so that there's no skin breakdown, okay? And you probably should check for skin breakdown when you're new, at least twice a day. If you're diabetic, at least twice a day. Also invest in a good hand mirror to look under your residual limb all the way to the end, to the distal end. Because if you're diabetic, you probably neuropathy, and you probably can't feel down there. So looking all the way under it, all the way back up into the calf area, into your knee area, seeing if you have any spots that need to be addressed that are becoming an issue. I had somebody talk about this the other day, talcum powder on your limb. I don't advise this as it can ball up. I do advise just use something as a cornstarch, and I think there's some other products out there that you can use to help when you put your leg into your liner and you're doing various activities. Again, do not use alcohol. Please do not use alcohol or harsh chemicals to clean your limb or your liner. Remember, your limb is covered all the time. It's in a liner. It's sweaty. It gets hot. And you don't get a lot of sun. So if you are going to be out in the sun and you're going to take that off, remember, sunscreen, that's fresh, new skin being put into the sun. So make sure you protect that, okay? You can get a sunburn. When sunburn, sometimes you can blister, and you don't want to have that going on with your residual limb. If the skin, if your skin of the residual limb opens, you have a cut, a blister that pops, or anything that goes ugly and starts leaking or oozing or bleeding, go to your doctor straight away or go to the ER. You may have to not wear your prosthesis for a little bit until that heals. Keep in mind what I just said. You can't wear your prosthesis. A lot of people do and push it and they regret it. You don't want to do that. Invest in some good crutches or a wheelchair that you can use until your leg or your limb heals, and then you can go back to doing what you've been doing. Hopefully these tips will help you out with checking your skin and staying in control of things. Now, like I said, I really wanted to read some of your comments towards the end of the show in my conclusion section. And I'm just looking through some of the comments that we have here now. And just, you know, the best thing I can say is some of you gave some really good information. And I really appreciated the comments in all the social media groups that I was in, the amputee groups. I really appreciate it. I did manage to get two. There was a Brian Bishop. He put support equals motivation. By support, it could be therapist, team, family, friends, etc. Karen Camilio, I can't say your middle name, Karen. She said, give yourself time to mourn your missing part or parts. And that's so true. You have to take that time to deal with the grief of losing a limb. And Tina's like a drill sergeant. Tina said, get over your poor me attitude as soon as possible. Just these three comments here. There were so many others. There was hundreds of them. And I appreciated all of them. Just these three comments here all have truth to them. They all have something that can definitely be taken to heart as a new amputee. Now, as I wrap this show up, I want to give a big thanks to our one of our biggest sponsors, Valley Wound Healing Center in Modesto. They are a great place to go if you have issues going on with your wound and you need some healing, hyperbaric chambers. They've got it all over there, let me tell you. So if you're in the Central Valley area and you have some ulcers or whatever is going on wound-wise and you need treatment, Valley Wound and Healing Center, Modesto, California. They're the best. Now, let's wrap this show up, guys, because I think we have completed a lot of information, and I want to give you all a big hand for hanging in there with me and sticking it out, man. You guys did really good. Man, I'm so happy. That was applause for you guys. So let's wrap this show up, and let's finish it off strong with some day-to-day concerns. Residual limb. We need to check it. We need to make sure we're examining that closely each day to make sure there's no redness, pain, or skin breakdown. Swelling and volume fluctuation. What did I talk about? Hot showers, hot baths in the morning before you go to put your leg on. You might not fit. If you're a diabetic, guess what? Your leg's going to fluctuate. It's going to swell. So we want to make sure we're communicating this information to who? The guy who made your prosthesis. You're a practitioner. Okay? Heel height, something that most of you will probably never think about. But when your practitioner comes out to make your leg, he's going to have you in a set pair of shoes. If you deeter from those shoes and put on different shoes with a heel higher or lower than your original shoe where your prosthetic was set to, you might experience some discomfort. Talk with your practitioner. Let him know what you did. Personal hygiene and prosthetic care. The biggest thing that most people talk about, and especially you new guys, you're going to experience sweating, perspiration. The residual limb, because it's tucked away in a liner, it's going to get hot, especially in the sun. You're going to sweat. And if you were a sweater before, you're going to sweat even more now with that residual limb. A couple things. There's always just basically, if you notice it's sweating, take it off, dry your liner, dry your leg, put it back on. I know it's a pain in the butt, but hey, that's part of your life now. That's the new you, something we got to deal with. You don't want to leave it in there and be dealing with the issues that sweat can cause. Blistering, different things can happen. Your legs floating on a layer of water, that can be all bad. Keep in mind, people say this to me all the time, this will cause a source of odor and bacteria, as well as they can be the culprit of a lot of skin problems. One of the things you can do is you can try an over-the-counter anti-perspiration and see how that works. Certain dry, different things like that. Put it on your residual limb. Typically put it on at night before you use it the next day. It takes about 4 to 5 days to really sink in and start helping you, okay? Daily cleansing. Clean your leg, clean your liners, okay? Wash your socks. These things all need to be clean and inspected. If it stinks, probably needs to be clean, okay? Don't use any harsh chemicals. No alcohol, no bleach. Guys, take care of yourselves out there. Examine your legs. Examine, examine, examine. When you're bathing, take time to look at your legs. Use a hand mirror to really get up under there and see everything. Your socket care. If you notice your socket is getting banged up, check the screws in your socket at least once a month. If you're really active, probably twice a week. Do things like that. Stay on top of these before they become an issue. You can be out in public, and worst case scenario, your foot comes off. Yes, I speak from experience with the foot coming off, even during a Spartan race. Check your screws, buddies. Check everything. Make sure everything's tight, buttoned up. And good luck out there, man. I hope this show really helped for some of you new amputees, some of you older amputees, on different things that we all face. We all have questions about and concerns. I hope that all of you will keep joining me here at Amp Life Talk Radio for these shows as I try to put them together and bring you wonderful information. I appreciate each and every one of you. I solely do. I really do. Hey, thanks. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook. The show itself is on iTunes, iHeartRadio. And man, let me just say this. We just became part of Spotify. I just got that approved. We just reached out and now we are on Spotify, guys. I cannot tell you how excited and happy I was to get that information coming back over to me that the show has now been approved on Spotify. You got that right. We are now on Spotify as a podcast. I'm actually posting you the link right now. If you are a Spotify person, go check it out, man. Add us on Spotify, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I appreciate all the support, the love. I appreciate so much from all of you guys, from all of our sponsors, and from everybody who helps me make this show something that you want to listen to. And I promise, by the next time you see me, I'm going to have my studio looking a little bit better. I've been lazy, man. I haven't been able to clean and do stuff. I'm going to get all this kind of looking a little bit better for when you come in here and you're spending time with me here at Amp Life Talk Radio. Thank you, guys. You guys have a wonderful evening and enjoy the rest of your night.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Life Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host, co-hosts, and guests are their own. Always seek medical advice from a licensed medical professional.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
The Great Gap Sale is here. Get up to 75% off in stores and online from June 21st through July 9th. Plus, don't miss great offers on logo styles from $7.99. In stores only from June 21st through the 23rd. Exclusions apply.